The second largest smartphone maker in the world doesn't even sell phones in the U.S. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It is officially new iPhone season for techies. Apple usually announces its new phones in early September. Rumors about the gadgets are already flying. But here's a possible reality check. Earlier this month, the Chinese phone maker Huawei became the second largest phone maker in the world by market share. Samsung is number one. That's a big deal because Apple needs to sell a lot of high-end phones in China, where Huawei dominates, and because Huawei got to number two in the world without even selling phones in the U.S. Most Chinese-made phones are unofficially banned because of government security concerns. Ryan Reith keeps track of the mobile phone industry at research firm IDC. He said Chinese phone makers are getting increasingly powerful.
I think it's very clear, I think, when you look at Huawei, but not only them, if you look at basically the next three vendors as well, which would be, you know, as of the last quarter, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo, three more Chinese OEMs as well. These are four of the top six companies that are all, you know, doing very well. They're growing market share. They're moving into new markets, and they're all non-existent in the U.S. So I think those companies prove that they can operate and grow globally without the U.S. But having said that, we still do believe that the U.S. is clearly a very important market.
Well, then how about the China market? Apple, for example, is clearly not in trouble, but there are suggestions that China and other emerging markets are really important to their future growth because the U.S. smartphone market, you know, that pace of upgrading has slowed. Could those markets be getting sewn up by Huawei and Xiaomi and the other Chinese manufacturers?
Yeah, China is a very important market, right? Number one, because it represents a third of the world's phone consumption, and most phones are actually manufactured there, right? So it's a very important market for technology and certainly smartphones. It's a very important market for Apple. What's helped them is the fact that their target audience in China has been very limited to the tier one cities, and even within that, you know, a very select audience, those with the disposable income that, you know, goes towards premium products. So they've done very well there. And typically the, you know, that premium section doesn't always decline in the same sort of waves that you see the mass market, which is a lot of low end there, because that's sort of more economy driven than the top of the market. So I guess they've fared fairly well. They've remained in the top five.
What company should be most worried about the rise of these Chinese OEMs and Huawei in particular?
To be honest, I think Samsung, what we've seen is that they're selling more low-end phones than they were 5 years ago, with significant differences in terms of our research. So the lower-end phones you go, usually the lower the margins, means you don't make as much revenue, you know, the volumes are high and so forth. So I think they're already feeling the pressure, and I don't think this is just coming from Huawei. I think it's actually probably coming more from some of these other guys that I've mentioned a few times on the call.
Ryan Reith is an analyst covering mobile phones at IDC. Experts like him estimate China makes up 18% of Apple's revenues, but that could also take a hit if the trade war escalates and iPhones get more expensive in China. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.